Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today.
Sir John Templeton told me that he's never seen anyone tithe, which, you know, tithing is usually 10% of what you earn, for at least a decade who didn't become incredibly financially free.
Wow.
And I think the reason is I had a moment like when my whole life changed. It was kind of twofold. I was really young, like yourself back then, right? Working my tail off, trying to build a business. I mean, yeah. You have big goals, you know, you don't always succeed to start with.
Right,
you just
come
together, right? You know, it was hard. And I remember I was so frustrated because I was working 18-hour days and nothing was working and I was broke and I felt embarrassed, you know, I should be doing better than this.
Sure.
And so I was driving home from Orange County on the 57 freeway in San Gabriel Valley out near a place in Pomona, California. It probably doesn't matter anybody else, but I remember it so vividly because it was almost midnight. And I was at this breaking point, and then I was like, why am I not, you know, doing better? And then I just pulled over the road, and I used to keep these journals. I still have them, written journals. And I wrote in big lines, you know, the secret to living is giving. And I started to cry. And I realized, I am so focused on what am I not getting.
Receiving.
I'm not focusing on what I'm giving.
Yeah.
So for 6 months, man, it turned me around. But then, you know, something else to get in your body. It was in my head, it was in my heart, but it had to get in there to stay. And I started going through some really tough times. And I lost everything financially. Mm. And I was mad at everybody because, like, I loaned a friend $1,000 and, you know, I'd been doing well. And he didn't even return my phone call.
Oh.
And what changed me was I was down to, I don't know, $22, $23, something like that. I don't know, it was $24. Enough that I knew that I didn't have money for food for the next week, clearly.
Right.
And I didn't have any prospects. And I was living in Venice in this 400 square foot bachelor apartment, feeling sorry for myself, getting pissed off. And I thought, you know what? I gotta eat. So I'm not gonna drive my car because I'm not gonna spend the gas. I'm not gonna pay for parking.
Sure.
I'm gonna go to an all-you-can-eat place and load up for the winter, right? So I can get more, like one meal a day. There's a place called Marina Del Rey, not far from Venice. And it's a beautiful community and it's right on the water. And there's a place called El Torito, it's still there. So I walked there for the 3 miles and I go, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and load up. And it was all about myself and getting through this. Well, this woman walked the door, actually a very attractive lady, and I went to see who her boyfriend is, and there's nobody up there. There's a little guy down here. It was obviously her son, and he's wearing this three-piece suit, you know, a little vest. He opens the door for her, he pulls out the chair for her, and it was just, I don't know what it was, but something about him was just so moving. He was such a sweet, caring, loving young man to his mother that moved me. I paid for my meal, put it back in my pocket, was left. Walked up to this young man, introduced myself, and I said, hi, I don't remember his name, I think he said his name was Ronnie. And I said, Ronnie, I said, you're a class act. I saw how you opened the door for your lady. I saw you held out the chair for your lady. And I said, so cool that you're taking out to lunch like this. And he goes, well, I'm not really taking a lunch because I'm just 11 and I don't have a job, you know.
Right.
I said, yes, you are. And I had no plan. I literally just reached in my pocket, took all the money I had, changed dollar bills, and threw it right there in front of him. He looked at me like this. He goes, I can't take that. I said, sure you can. He said, well, why? I said, because I'm bigger than you are. Right? And he got this big grin on his face. His eyes got this big. And I just shook his hand. I didn't even look at his mom. And I just walked out the door. But I had no car. I had no money. I was euphoric. I was like flying home. I was like, you know, I probably looked like an idiot, probably skipping or something. I mean, I was just, I should have been like, what the hell did you just do? I have no meal or I wasn't going to eat. I went home that night. I laid out a plan. And the plan was going to take me, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks. So I thought, well, people fast for a week. I could fast for a week, you know, type of thing. And I was this great mindset about it. And I woke up the next morning and I get the old regular snail mail shows up. And it's this guy I've called a zillion times. He wouldn't return my call. I open it up. There's a check, $1,000 plus interest and an apology.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there and I started to cry, honestly. And I was just like, why did this happen, you know? And I don't know if it's true, but I decided that day this happened because I did the right thing. Because I didn't have a plan. It wasn't a strategy. I just felt this little soul beside me. I knew it was right and I did it. And I didn't do it because I thought I could or I couldn't. I didn't even think about it. And that's the day I became a wealthy man because I didn't have any money, but scarcity left my body. And I have plenty of ups and downs since that time, various times in my life, but I never went back to that, oh my God, you know, how's it going to happen?
Yeah.
It's like breathing. Do you stop and say, God, is there going to be any air before you take a breath? You know it's going to be there.
Right.
You know, you don't run your life by that aspect. And so that to me is what it's about, is showing people, if you won't give a dime out of a dollar, you'll never give a million out of 10 million or 10 million out of 100 million. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
But if you can do that now, you don't ever get beyond scarcity. You start behind it. Every single day, you got to feed and strengthen your mind. Mm. Until you do that, you're always going to be in fear. Because fear is automatic. The human brain is designed for survival. It's not designed for success. Your brain is not designed to make you happy. That's your job.
Right.
And the only way you're going to do it is if you feed your mind. I used to go to the library because it's the only place you go. And I would read biographies. I'd read people's lives. And it would make me go, wait a second. As bad as I think it is, the greatest people in the world had it worse.
Sure.
So there's something here. Read something that's a strategy. Read something that's going to change your life. And the second thing I tell people is feeding your mind's great, but you've got to also strengthen your body. Fear is physical, right? You know where you feel it. And if you go work out, if you go lift, if you go run, even if you're out of shape, you just go for an intense walk, that experience alone changes your life. Every day of my life, the first thing I do before I do my priming, I jump in some hot water for fun, and then I jump in freezing water. And what it does is, like, it's teaching my brain. I tell my brain what to do, and it does it.
Mm.
It doesn't feel like it, it doesn't want to do it, and every cell in your body is alive, right? So it doesn't have to be, like, 2 hours worth of something. It could be something you do for 30 seconds, but it's training your body to be strong, because a strong body could strong mind and vice versa.
Yeah.
The third thing I tell people is find a role model. It seems impossible until you see somebody who's done it. So, you know, Ray Dalio is one of the greatest investors in history. The guy was a caddy, right? You know, his dad was a jazz musician. His mom was a homemaker. Right. You know, he's worth $14 billion.
Someone to mentor him.
He found multiple people to model.
Right.
You don't always find a mentor, but you find somebody you can model. And when you start seeing that somebody else can do it, and you see they really did, you start to believe, you start to get certainty. And then the fourth thing I tell people is it's massive action and constantly change your approach. And then it's find somebody worse off than you are and help them. Because when you do that, it gets you out of yourself.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.